and the merit of the Baba Salvi and Sat Hashem, we should all internalize this, internalize the value and appreciation of every single letter of Torah that we learn. Don't take it for granted. Not to take it for granted, Chas v'Shalom. I would like to pass on the microphone. No microphone needed in this room, it's pretty small. To Rabbi Tasson, Baruch Hashem, he had a lot to do with tonight. Rabbi Tasson, we all have to give him a lot of appreciation for tonight, as well as for many other events and programming that happened in this room and outside of this room for us. A lot of Hakarat HaTov that every single Sephardic student on campus has to have, although most people know who Rabbi Tasson is, but many there are that don't. And he's really behind the scenes, taking care of everything. I'm that person that sticks my face in everyone's life and makes myself known to everyone. I see someone smiling already. But Rabbi Tasson takes care of everything behind the scenes. We have a lot of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Toda Rabba for attending tonight, for taking care of tonight. And of course, I'm not going to be the one to introduce Chacham Buskila, but it took a lot for him to come here. Look, anyone driving outside of Brooklyn, it takes a lot for them to come anywhere, to go anywhere. So I, Mamash, a lot of respect, a lot of Hakadosh Baruch Hu that we all have for you for coming tonight. Without further ado, Rabbi Tasson.
Thank you, Rabbi Cohen. I think I speak for the general student population when I say that Rabbi Cohen's presence on campus as the Edmund J. Safra Sephardic Campus Mashkiach, or Skan Mashkiach, or Campus Rabbi, if you want to call it that, has added a lot to the cultural, religious, and overall Sephardic experience of our Sephardic students that live here on this campus. And we thank you for that. I also want to thank Rabbi Gad Buskila, my dear friend, whom I probably met about 18 years ago when you performed the concert in Teaneck. Uh-huh. And from then on, we became friendly and we started to talk more and more. And he participates on many occasions in our Sephardic Council of Overseers events, both as a rabbinic leader and as a lay business leader in the community at large and in the Sephardic world at large. And we respect you and we admire you for that, Rabbi. By way of introduction, I'll share with you the following thought. It says in Mishle, Hazit Ish Mahir Bim Lachto, Nifne Melachim Ya'amod. Chachamim say, who's this Ish? It says, Tefillah Le Moshe Ish HaElokim. Say the Chachamim on this Mishle, Ish is Moshe Rabbeinu. And specifically, it's Moshe Rabbeinu in this week's parashah, Va'era and Bo. Why? Because he stood in front of Melachim, he stood in front of Paro, and he was able to go to Paro and say, listen, let my people go. Otherwise, Makah, 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 Makah. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation of the same Mishle is that when it says, Lifne Melachim Ya'amod, it's not talking about Paro. It's saying that because Moshe Rabbeinu stood in front of Paro, that he merited to stand in front of Melech Melechei HaMelechim on Har Sinai and bring down the Torah. And with that said, Parashat Va'era, Parashat Vo focus exclusively almost in the midst of this week's parashah and into next week's parashah on the Makot. I want to speak about one Makah just for 5 minutes. The first Makah of Dam. If you look in the Midrash, in the elucidated depth of the Midrashim that speak about the Makah, you will see a Mahloket and Chachamim on what the Makah of Dam entailed. According to one opinion in the Midrash of Rabbi Yehuda, the Makah of Dam was exclusive to the Nile. According to the other opinion, Rabbi Nehemiah in the Midrash, the Makah of Dam was any water that came out in Egypt except Eretz Goshen was Dam. Two different points of view about how widespread it was. Another Mahloket. According to one opinion, the Makah of Dam lasted 7 days. And then, as you know, the Makot were all 28-day cycles. 7 days was the Makah, 21 days was the respite, and then the next Makah would begin. According to the other opinion, it says no. It says the Makah was not 7 days. It says the Makah was 21 days. 7 days was the rest period between the next Makah. Now I ask you students, you're smart guys, you're at Yeshiva University, you're learning half a day of Torah, you're learning half a day of college and business, and sciences, and natural laws, and all kinds of languages and maths, right? Why would one Chacham say that Dam is only in the Nile and limited to 7 days, and why would the other Tanna say that it's 21 days and it's all over Egypt? tell you a very simple reason. When a Chacham or when a Tana or when anybody brings down their opinion in a Midrash, very often, just like in the case of Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai, throughout the Talmud and throughout the Mishnayot, they have a different Hashkafa. Right? For Shammai, what's more important? The Olam HaAlyon, the upper worlds. For Bet Hillel, what's more important? The Olam HaMaaseh, the practical world. Right? Same thing here. For Rabbi Yehuda in the Midrash, who says that the Dam is 7 days and is only in the Nile, for Rabbi Yehuda, what's important is the higher spheres of existence, understanding the world of where Borei Olam created the world and what he gave Adam HaRishon, the mission of providing in this world an understanding of spirituality. That's the purpose of existence. For Rabbi Nechemiah, it's the other way around. He says, Lo b'shamayim hi. He says, the purpose of this world is to fill up the earth. Kivshuha, pruvu mi'ur ta'aretz, populate the land, build the land, become a doctor, become a lawyer, become a businessman, become an engineer, create benefit, value added for humanity in this world, in this olam, that's the important thing. So we see two different hashkafot. Ah, now we could understand this mahalak in the Midrash. For Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Dam is 7 days and only the Nile, he understood that the Egyptians were worshipping Paro because Paro was a divinity. Paro was like a god. And if Paro saw that each Makkah lasted 7 days, he would understand that this is not just happening to hurt Egypt. It's happening because God's stamp is on every Makkah. He who created the world in 6 and rested on 7, he's the god, not Paro. And why the Nile? Because they worshipped the Nile. So the Nile was the god. According to the other opinion, it made sense that it was all the water, and it made sense that it was 21 days. Because Rabbi Nechemiah, who says that this is the world of Olam HaMaaseh, for him, how can you inflict damage on Paro's dynasty? How can you inflict a punishment on the political and on the economic structure of the most powerful country in the world in ancient times, Pharaonic Egypt? How? By creating dam for 21 days, you kill the animals. The chickens can't live. The sheep can't live. The cows can't live. The vegetation dies. There's no more wheat. There's no more fruits. There's no more vegetables. You destroy the economy. So for Rabbi Yehuda, he didn't want to destroy the economy. He said he wanted to destroy the concept of divinity in the Egyptian psyche. Everything was 7 days. Everything was the Nile. But for Rabbi Nechemiah, Borei Olam wanted to destroy Egypt from the economy, from the political power of Paro, to demolish it. And that's how we reconcile Elul Ve'el Devarei Chaim. Rabotai, to me, Rabbi Buskila is a representation of Rabbi Nechemiah and Rabbi Yehuda, because from the moment I met you, I realized that he is Yeshiva, university. Yeshiva is Rabbi Yehuda, who represents the Olam HaAlyon, who represents spirituality, Torah, spending half a day learning Gemara, learning Halakha, learning IBC, Mechina, YP, whatever you're in. But the other half a day that you do is Rabbi Nechemiah. You're here to go out into the world and build bridges and become businessmen and be students inside Sims and learn higher mathematics and become doctors and lawyers and engineers and give value added to humanity. Rabbi, you do that. You live that life. You live a life that personifies Torah and Mada. So to have you here at Yeshiva University and to give over on this holy celebration of Baba Sali and to bring the culture of Moroccan Sephardic Judaism for us to taste firsthand is an honor. With no further ado, I say, please, Rabbi Buskila, give us...
Thank you. Rabbi Tassoy, Rabbi Moshe, that was a real long introduction, and I thank you for it.
Thank you. With
a beautiful Hiddush. Dear students, I just want to tell you that first and foremost, you are lucky to have this guidance by Rabbi Tessone and Rabbi Cohen. Rabbi Daniel Cohen said right before that Rabbi Tessone is behind everything. This is what his name. His name is Matar. You know, behind every vegetation, in order for the fruits and everything to grow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings rain. And the rain, we don't feel it. It's when we sleep, when we don't even know what goes on. And it's the rain that makes it grow. Matar is Rabbi Moshe Tessone. That's the Rashi Tevot.
Oh, really?
But then you have the one who is guiding you, who is here every day, teaching you and showing you the way. showing you the Derech Hashem. Derech is Rabbi Daniel Cohen. Yes? And he's showing you the Derech. I want to thank also Yaakov Sultan, who had a hand in all this. And I want to tell you that it is not a coincidence that you're doing this Hilulah Lechvod the Tzaddik Sidna Baba Sarim. You all have a zechut in it. Whoever is here tonight can be'ezrat Hashem pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that with the zechut of this tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be memalle et kol mish'alot libechem letova be'ezrat Hashem. For whatever you need and whatever wishes and whatever prayers that you will have. Baba Sali was a remarkable tzaddik who in the Jewish history, there are only two great rabbis that attract so many people at their yahrzeit, at their hilula. The first one is known Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. After Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is Baba Saleh. He can attract 500,000 people on the day of his hilula. That's unheard of. Unheard. There is no other kever, no other rabbi who gets this on the day that he passed away. And we call it a hilula. We don't call it askara. Why a hilula? Because ve'emet b'shamayim, they are happy. It's a day of happiness that this neshama came back tehora to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baba Sali was not just a regular man. He was a man who had a lot of love to Am Yisrael. He wrote, one of his books is called Ahavat Yisrael. And in this book, he took all the mitzvot, the Taryag mitzvot, and he connected them to one mitzvah, since Rabbi Akiva says that everyone, the basis of all the mitzvot is ve'ahavta le're'acha kamocha. On this last parasha, he says, it says, va'era, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, va'era el Avraham, el Yitzhak, ve'el Yaakov, ve'el Shaddai, yushmi Hashem lo nodati lahem. Rashi says, oh, Avraham, Yitzhak, ve'Yaakov, el ha'avot. What does that mean, El Ha'avot? We don't know who Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov are. Of course, they are the Avot. Baba Sali says, Ha'avot, otiyot ve'ahavta. You can only become a father, you can become a patriarch, only if you love Am Yisrael. Baba Sali had such a love. Anyone who came to him, didn't matter if he was Sephardi, Ashkenaz, religious, not religious, it did not matter. Like Rabbi Daniel Cohen says, the only thing he cared for is to get that person to commit to one more mitzvah. But in return, he promised the world. We never heard that people can take a paralyzed person out of his chair and tell him, get up. He did it. When he went to Algeria, he was 24 years old. First trip he took out of Morocco. He gets to Algeria. It was in the month of Tammuz. He tells them, I need a mikveh. I do not pray shahrit if I don't go to mikveh before. So the rabbi told him, we had a drought here for the past 7 years. We had no rain. The mikveh is dry, empty. So he says, where do the women go? They go to the ocean. If you let the women go to the ocean, sakana, aravim, take me to the mikveh. They took him to the mikveh. He checked the mikveh, all dry. They cleaned it. And he took his cane. He was walking with the cane just to have it as a support. But he was a young man. Takes the cane and he does like this. And they go back home. And the mikveh got filled with rain. That nest, people saw it. I know a person who is still alive today. His name is Michel Azarwal, he's 92 years old. He drove Baba Saleh, and one time they got stuck, and he had no gas in his car. Baba Saleh told him to put water in his car. And the car went. Baba Saleh was b'madrega of tzaddik gozer v'akadosh baruch hu mekayem. And I want to tell you, I want to share with you a story that I heard this past Friday, Erev Shabbat. I don't know if you know, there was a student here by the name of, we just spoke about him, Mordechai Harush. He married a girl by the name of Mugrabi. She is from Deal. Her grandfather is Rav David Mugrabi. He is married to the daughter of Baba Haki. Baba Haki is the brother of Baba Saleh. When Baba Saleh came to Eretz Israel, Baba Haki was very busy. He was the chief rabbi of Ramleh. So he appointed his son-in-law, Rabbi David Mugrabi, to be with him the whole time. And he was with him for a couple of months. He wrote books, Ma'ase Nisim, on all the Nisim that he saw with Baba Saleh. And he collected stories from people that told him. So anyone who had a Nes, a miracle that happened to him, they called him and they told him about it. He just told me, he says, I'm going to give you a story. He's in Panama now. He went for a wedding. He called me from Panama, Erev Shabbat. He told me, I'm going to give you a story that nobody knows yet. Someone called me a couple weeks ago. A person that his father died over 25 years ago. In Tavshin Membet, 1982, this Rebbe, he was a teacher in a yeshiva, he took his students and some people, a group of people, and they took a bus and they decided to go get a bracha from Baba Saleh. So they go to Baba Saleh. Now, this man who called Rabbi Mugrabi, he had the sifriya of his father. He put it in the basement of his house. And not too long ago he was there, and he goes and he takes one masechet, a masechet that he needed. He opens the masechet, which he never opened because he doesn't need the masechet of his father. He may look at other sfarim. This was a masechet from the Shas. He opens the masechet, he finds inside an envelope with $16 bills and a letter. And in the letter, this man wrote exactly what happened to him in Tavshin Membet. So he tells over there that he took his students and his people to go see Baba Saleh. Everyone passed and he received them. To some he gave them water, to some he gave them arak, and he gave them a bracha for whatever they needed. He was about to leave. He bowed down to kiss his hand. He tells him, Refuah Shelema. The guy was a young man. In his early, he was at that time, Tavshin Membet, he was 32, almost 32, a young man. He heard Refuah Shelema, it bothered him. He goes back home. So he tells his wife what happened. How was the trip? She sees him, he's not all there. He says, the rabbi told me Refuah Shelema. What does that mean? So she tells him, if he told you that, you should go and check yourself. He went to his doctor, they sent him for a CAT scan, and he goes to the hospital, comes back, they found out that he had a tumor all around his brain. And the doctors couldn't understand. They said, with this kind of tumor, a person should have pain. You never had any pain? He says, no. Never had a headache? No. Never felt lightheaded? Nothing. Now that he heard the results that they gave him, he went back to Baba Saleh. He goes back crying. So Baba Saleh sees him and he says, don't worry. Be'ezrat Hashem, you'll have Yeshua. I want you to go to the Rebbe Milubavitch, ask him to give you a bracha. He says, Rebbe Milubavitch? Rebbe Milubavitch is in America. We are in Israel. And he says, I never traveled abroad. I don't even have a passport. So he says, so go, make a passport and go see the Rebbe Milubavitch. Within a couple of days, fixed himself, and he came to America. So he went to see the Rebbe. They told him, no, nobody can see the Rebbe. If you want, on Sunday, he receives people. You come, and you wait online, and he'll give you a bracha. Okay, so he spends Shabbat in Crown Heights. And Sunday morning, he goes, and he stands online, and he goes to see the Rebbe. Now, you're all young to see those days, but I remember how it was, and people would go very, very fast. The Rebbe used to have dollar bills. Crisp dollar bills on the table, and he'll give you a bracha, he'll give you a dollar bill, sometimes two, and you pass. He comes, he tells him, Baba Saleh sent me. I need a bracha, refuah shelema. He looks at him, and he gives him $2. He tells him, refuah shelema, and besorot tovot. Okay, he takes the $2, and he walks, he calls him again. Come back. Comes back, he looks at him in his eyes, refuah shelema, besorot tovot. And he gives him another $2. The Rebbe did that 8 times, and everybody was waiting. He was just walking, and he'll call him back. 8 times, he gave him 8 times $2 $16 bills. He didn't understand. What is the pshara? What is the explanation? He didn't know. He took his dollars, went back to Eretz Israel. First thing he does, he goes to Baba Sali. So Baba Sali looks at him and tells him, no. He says, I went, I got a bracha, but I didn't understand. He gave me like this, twice, $16 bills. He tells him, Baba Saleh, takes him in his ear. He says, you have 16 years to live. And he wrote this letter. 16 years to the date he passed away. And the son, only a couple weeks ago, found this letter with the $16 bills. Now someone would hear this story and say, wow, Baba Saleh. Baba Saleh used to do miracles while he was alive. And he did miracles even after he passed away. And he does miracles today. People go to his kever to pray. If you believe and you hear and you have the Emunat Hachamim, if we have the Emunat Hachamim, we know that we are connected to someone who is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Emunat Hachamim. If someone has any doubts, then he has doubts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because a tzaddik is connected to Hashem. Hashem is the master of doing the impossible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do the impossible. And if someone doesn't believe so, he has no Emunat Hashem. If someone believes, I believe this, you don't have Emunat Hashem. To have Emunat Hashem is understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable to do the impossible. And a tzaddik who is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the impossible. But he has to be worthy. The Baba Sali wrote a Hakdama on a Sefer Petah HaOhel of Rabbi Yaakov Abichsera. I urge you to find it, and you probably have it in the library. This Hakdama, 30 years ago, Rav Chaim Kanievsky took it, and he tried to understand the words of this Hakdama. He found 102 Mar'e Mekomot, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who knows the whole Torah Be'al Peh, wrote down that after I'm reading this Hakdama, I feel like nothing, klum. I feel like a nothing in front of the person who wrote this Hakdama. Because the person who wrote this Hakdama had the Torah all b'kaf yado. Baba Saleh loved Torah so much. When his son was 17 years old, Baba Baruch, he took him to France to yeshiva. Do you think he dropped him off and he went home? He stayed with him 8 months in the yeshiva. People thought, there's an old man over here with his jalaba, and he sits and he prays, he goes back to his room, comes back. People didn't know the value of Baba Saleh. I didn't know. I met him a few times. His grandson, Arav Moshe Busu, who's 9 years old, was with me in yeshiva in Ex-Levan. His mother is the daughter of Baba Saleh. So one time, he tells me, come. And I go and I meet his grandfather. So his grandfather is an old man sitting on a couch with a book, sleeping, and yeah, like an old man. So he calls him. He tells him, pick up the phone. Now there was no phone. The phone didn't ring. And Moshe tells me the phone doesn't work. So he tells him, Saba, telephone doesn't work. So he tells him, pick up the phone. And he picks up the phone. And someone is on the other side from Eretz Yisrael. He knew everything. He felt everything. He saw everything. The same thing happened once when he was in Netivot. They had a problem with the sewers in Netivot. And the whole town had no water. And Baba Saleh was, how can we make Netila Jadayim? How am I going to sleep here? How am I going to make Netila in the morning? They started to prepare water. And he was, and then he tells his Shamash, go open the water is coming. So he goes, he opens the faucet. No water. So he tells him, no, not yet. The water, he says, did you close it? He says, go and open it, because I see the water coming. What do you see? They saw everything. And I'll tell you how they saw it. But before I speak about this, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave me the zechut to open a Bet Knesset, which is called Netivot Israel, on the name of Baba Saleh. I started this organization the year after Baba Saleh has passed away. 1 year after, now it's 33 years, 32 years ago, I started this Netivot Israel. And a year after, we bought the building. We bought a house where a doctor lived, and we wanted to make a Bet Knesset. We started building. For 2 years, we collected money, and then it was Vaya'amod HaShamin. It was like, we couldn't collect anymore. And mamash, the work stopped. One day, a gentleman comes to me and tells me, there is a Syrian woman by the name of Mrs. Leti Shapan, Zechona Livracha. She is in her in old age home. She sold her house. She has no children, and she has money, and maybe she can help us. So I said, okay. So we went, myself and a group of people from the Va'ad. We were maybe five people. We called her, and she says, yes, you can come. And I went to see her. We sit down, I tell her, here's the plan, we're building a Bet Knesset. And she, okay. I said, we're here to ask you if you can help us finish the work. She tells me, yeah, okay, so what do you want to sell? I said, listen, we can put your name on the building. So she goes, she says, how much do you want for it? I said, it's not how much do I want for it. Anybody would ask you on Ocean Parkway to put your name, maybe $1 million. We need $250,000 to finish the work. If you are able to give us this money, it's just to finish so we can go in, we'll put your name on the building. She goes, $250,000, it's a lot of money. I don't have this money. I am not a rich woman. I said, I didn't ask you. I'm just telling you what is available. If you don't have this money, I said, you can give us whatever you want, and we'll put you a plaque inside, whatever you want. The guys who were with me, they thought that I went too far. I shouldn't have asked for 250. It's too much. I said, listen, if we have to put a name, we'll find somebody. Or it was in December that we met her. I left her house, and I went to pray Mincha and Arvit. We had no cell phones those days. I came back home. My wife tells me, there's a woman who called you twice. She wants to speak to you. I said, who? I don't know, Mrs. Shapan. I said, Shapan? Yeah, I left her my number. She already called twice. I call her back. She says, listen, can you give me the... I want the name for my husband, you know, because we didn't have any children. Can you make me a price? I said, what price? I explained to you the problem. We need $250,000 to go in. I said, if you can. Then I felt that she was able to do it, but she wanted... So she tells me, I have to ask Arav Katzin. I said, ask him. So, and here, 2 weeks later, we make a meeting in my house. Rabbi Katzin, Rav Shaul Katzin, Sheikh Yeh was there, Harav Aluf, and few rabbis who were there together. When she saw that the rabbis were there, she says, okay, I want to buy the name of the building. I said, okay. There was there a man, Zechon Yivachai, passed away, a president of a shul. He was sitting there. He tells her, okay, in the contract, you must change the name of the synagogue to, her husband's name is Mordechai. Call it Hechal Mordechai or Bet Mordechai. I don't know what he said. So I told him, sorry, the name of the shul is not for sale. The name of the shul is Netivot Yisrael Al Shem Baba Saleh. This is not for sale. The only thing we're selling is to put the name on the building. But the name of the Bet Knesset does not change. You see, they don't want. So Rav Katzin told him, he's right. They're not saying. He says, it's like you're coming on Sha'ar Etzion. You put all the names you have over there, Safra and this, but the name of the Bet Knesset is Sha'ar Etzion. It's not something else. Okay. It didn't go well. Everybody went home. Contract wasn't signed. So this was a few weeks after the first meeting we had. The week after was the Hilula of Baba Saleh in January. Dalet Shvat. So I called her. I said, you know what? Maybe I should invite her. We're making a big hilula in Le Chateau. It was a hall that we had in Brooklyn. And I invited her to come. She tells me, okay, I'll try. But she was an older woman. She didn't come. While we were raising money and selling the candles and the pictures of Baba Saleh, I saw a beautiful picture framed that we had of Baba Saleh. I put it aside. And I said, Linda, I'll take this for Mrs. Chapin. So the following day, I went to see her. And I brought it wrapped in paper. I told her, why didn't you come? She says, I couldn't come. I was tired. I didn't feel good. So, okay. I said, I brought you a gift. We sold pictures of yesterday of the tzaddik here. I opened the frame. She looks at the picture. She goes, who's that? Who's this? I said, what do you mean, who is this? This is Baba Saleh. She goes, oh, yeah. I said, what's the matter? She became white. She was trembling. She says, this man is coming to my dreams for the past week. He tells me, give them the money. Give them the money. Give them. And she goes, I said, what? I said, listen, where do you want me to put this picture? She says, no, no. Please, please, don't hang it in my house. No, no. Leave it over there. No, I can't. I said, okay, so what do you want to do? She says, okay, tomorrow I'm going to call my lawyer. We have to make the contract. Anyway, within a week, she gave us $250,000. Not only that, she gave us another $200,000 above that. She bought the Hechal, she bought Sifre Torah, whatever she... And, Baruch Hashem, until today, we have a beautiful Beit Knesset with a kolel, with people who learn. And mamash, we brought Atara Le'Yoshna, and it's still Netivot Yisrael Al Shem Sidna Baba Saleh. We see from Yav that a tzaddik can do things, even he is in Olam HaEmet. And not only that, his son Baba told him, you have to tell everyone who makes a hilula lichvod Baba Saleh, now Baba Saleh is in Olam HaEmet. So his neshama goes everywhere. Wherever we make something lichvodo, he gets here. He gets here. So Baruch Hashem, you all have this zechut. And I want to conclude because I said before, how can a man today reach this level and this koah? His son Baba Meir, one time someone came to him. There was a child that was kidnapped. This child was from Argentina.
Colombia.
No, from Venezuela. And his parents went to Baba Meir. And they asked him, and he told them exactly where he was. And Baba Meir was never in that country. He didn't know. So the people, the media heard. So they went to Baba Meir. And they told him, how in the world did you know where exactly he was and this? He says, listen, everybody can see. We all have a koach to see from here to Ad Sof HaOlam. The only thing is, this or is ganuz. So we have a wall, and behind the wall we can't see anymore. Why? Because we were pogem bari'iyah. We soiled our vision. Baba Meir, he got married at 16 years old. Baba Meir never saw another woman in his life but his wife and his daughters. Never. Baba Meir was always covered and he would walk in the street like a blind man. Baba Meir, one time, he went to be mekabel panim of his father in 1964. His father came from Morocco to Eretz Yisrael. And he went to greet him at the airport. While he was there, his son-in-law told me, out of Crespin, he says he was holding him, and a woman passed, and he saw her feet. And he says, oy vay, I came to do mitzvat kibud avayim, and I'm nikhshal bere'iyah shel arayot. So he tells him, 7 years later, Baba Meir used to do a lot of hilulot. Hilula for the Baal Shem Tov, for this. He sat down and he made a su'udah. So Rav Crispin asks him, whose Hilula is tonight? What's the? He says, I'll tell you. They prayed Arvit. They sat down for the Souda. And after the Souda, he tells him, do you remember when we were in Lud? He says, in Lud, where? He says, at the airport. He says, I just finished the tikkun of the Treiya. That's why I'm making the Souda. But Baba Meir told about his father that he had to watch his eyes to reach the level where he is. He says, my father can look at the whole world and he still has that Ora Ganuz in him. Because Baba Saleh lived with Kedusha all his life. All his life. How did he get to this Kedusha? With Limud HaTorah. Someone who connects himself to Ahavat Israel, to Limud HaTorah, that's why the Rambam says, everyone can be like Moshe Rabbeinu if we connect ourselves to the Torah. And this is what the Geza and the Shorashim of this family is. I just want to extend to you the best wishes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should Be'ezrat Hashem give you a beautiful life. And with this zechut of the tzaddik, Hashem imalei et kol mishaot libechem letova. And Be'ezrat Hashem b'chayei harabanim, your horechem, your families, and be'ezrat Hashem, I wish you a lot of atzlacha in your limudim. And remember that the ikar, even if you do all the studies in the world, the ikar that we have to have is limud haTorah. And when you connect yourself to the Torah, you have everything. All the doors open up. And be'ezrat Hashem, zechut haTzaddik tagen aleichem.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll
end with there is a song here that Rabbi Yitzhak Abichsera Aufa Ishkona. This is a song on the Shekhinah. Rabbi Yitzhak Abichsera, page 36. He was the son of Rabbi Yaakov Abichsera. He wrote it when he was 9 years old. 9 years old. He wrote this piyut. We'll do it the fast way. Yeah. Aufa ishkona ve'achika ledot v'midbar alina ve'ula yemzadot neshek ahavato ve'libi bo'era miyom peri. Yatzati levakesh dodi v'haveri Nilkati lemokesh ikoni ha'shomeri Zipiti ledori matai yavo elai yabi sheni adai. Hasof zero acha alekabes bezuri egale ketsisha kedigle chari imkumi yachidati veshumi bitshuva achoti rayati ine goal. Back.